It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Ramiro. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
RBG must be rolling in her grave. 13 communities move back to phase three, step one, and trick-or-treating banned in another community. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, we all have crazy food cravings, but Drake may have us all beat with what he was trying to serve at his birthday dinner.
Leroy has your sports.
And a wise man once said, the quality of a leader is reflected in the standards they set for themselves. I think Cam Newton agrees, and I'll tell you why.
But first, the U.S. Senate voted to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett as an associate justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. Oh, God, my heart is broken. She was sworn in last night after the 52-48 vote that now cements the court's conservative majority. God help us all. 13 Massachusetts communities now have to move back to phase three, step one of the state's reopening plan. The communities moving back, Acushnet, Brockton, Chelmsford, Holyoke, Hudson, Kingston, Leicester, Malden, Plymouth, Randolph, Waltham, Webster, and Woburn. Now, those communities have to now close indoor performance venues,
yep,
laser tag, escape rooms, obstacle courses, trampoline parks, and others like libraries, museums, gyms, arcades. They have to drop their capacity to 40% from the 50% that was allowed in step two.
So. Got one of those crazy alerts yesterday, too, telling me about it.
Really?
One of those that literally scares the crap out of you. And we had one of our listeners send us a message last hour saying that they were driving, and I guess they were driving through a bunch of those communities, so they got the alert every single time.
Oh, that's how it works?
That, I guess. That's what they said.
That's
it sounded like
funny.
She said it was a crazy ex texting her. That's what it sounded like.
It's like
swear around that.
It just keeps off and off.
And Lawrence is the latest community to ban door-to-door trick-or-treating because of coronavirus concerns. Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera made the announcement on his social media, citing the city's struggles to stop the spread of the virus. Lawrence is currently on the, is one of the 77 Massachusetts communities currently at high risk. Other communities to ban trick-or-treating: Ayr, Leicester, Lowell, Springfield, and Worcester. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, if you watched the Wendy Williams show, you were probably one of the thousands of people wondering what the hell was wrong with her during Friday's show. And better yet, how producers were letting her tape the show in the shape she was in. You know, she was mispronouncing words, she was slurring, giggling, and she clearly looked like she was under the influence of something. Well, viewers were tweeting things like, whoever let Wendy Williams tape today should be fired. Well, on yesterday's show, Wendy addressed everyone's concerns, saying that every day is not perfect, quote, but I'm a perfectionist. I'm not perfect. Adding she does appreciate everyone putting in the effort to watch. It's not easy. You're a tough crowd.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean...
She admitted she was high or not?
I don't know. I mean, she's addressing it, but not really kind of answering anything. She did spend time last year in a sober house for addiction, although she never revealed the details about that addiction.
What would Wendy have said about Wendy? You know what I'm saying? Like, if she saw someone else doing that, she'd be all over it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But when she's talking about it, she's like, well, you know, I don't...
can't always hit a home run every time we get up at bat. Mm. I don't know what to tell you.
Chris Brown has a message for his haters. Shut up and just listen to the damn music. Not sure what triggered this outburst, but he left a message on his Instagram story the other day that read, only people that give a F about others' personal problems have a personal problem. So please, please take it personal if I stunt, ish, or flex on you. I'm not you, and you could never be me. It got even worse. He said, if I can't earn your respect, I'll earn your fear. Hope this helped and hurt some feelings. Wonder who pissed him off. Mm. And you may notice Drake trending this morning along with mac and cheese. And it's all because of a certain menu item that was served at Drake's birthday party over the weekend. Now, the menu, it was shared all over social media, with one of the entrees being mac and cheese with sun-dried tomato, capers, raisin, and parsley. Other items on the menu seem somewhat normal. We had sushi, grilled shrimp, calamari, and a side note, people were quick to point out the mac and cheese was probably a typo since the exact same ingredients were also in the grilled cauliflower, which was written directly above the mac and cheese. But he was getting harassed by people on Twitter, like one user who said, quote, good morning to everyone except those who attend Drake's party and ate the mac and cheese. And then one person tweeted, imagine getting bubble guts from the raisin mac and cheese at Drake's party, but you can't say nothing because you want a feature.
Well, Melissa tried it and she said
It wasn't bad. Raisins in the mac and cheese, I would say, if we're giving it out of five, I'd say maybe a three. It wasn't terrible. I wouldn't do it on a regular basis.
Plus three or a negative three?
Right, I'm right in the middle. I'd say it's average. It gave it a little sweetness it needed. Speaking of sweetness, here's Leroy.
Oh, here we go. Celtic fans.
I'll kiss the guys.
Wait. No, you can rewind that. But the sweetness thing was actually, that was funny.
Thanks, Leroy.
Remind me of a movie. What was that, Robot? With the character sweetness.
Oh,
y'all need to look that up.
No. Was it a bad movie?
No, that movie, yeah, it was bad, but it was funny. Anyways, let me keep it moving. Celtics fans, pay attention. The Gordon Hayward trade rumors are really starting to heat up, so prepare yourselves just in case it goes down. Romero, Monday Night Football, your Bears lost to the Rams last night, 24-10.
I'll be the first to admit the Bears, they have a great record, but they're pretenders. They're not as good as their record. They're not a good team.
It was roll bounce, by the way.
The Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator, Mike Nolan, he was doing his weekly conference call with the media. He rubbed his eyes for a second, and then all of a sudden, he had to get himself together. And the reason why is because he had some hot sauce left on his fingers and accidentally rubbed some in his eyes.
Look, when he misses them, nobody... Whoops, excuse me. I got something in my eye. Just had some Tabasco on my finger, and it went in my eye. That wasn't good. Oh.
It's terrible.
Jeez. I'm sorry.
It's funny, the things that you can't power through, that's one of them. And God forbid any guy who's ever done this, you can relate. You have some hot wings or some Tabasco or whatever. You think your hands are clean, and then you go pee. And then you go pee.
Wash your hands, Romero. Brady and the Bucks, they beat the Raiders on Sunday, but folks are calling Brady out as a sore loser for shaking hands with the Raiders quarterback after the game. And the reason why is because Brady, basically, he's nowhere to be found when they lose a game. When they lose a game, he's right off the field, not shaking any hands. But when they win, he got the nerve to stay out there and shake hands and just, you know, rub it in. So we'll see what happens.
That's because he's not used to losing. So he has to go back and be like, what just happened?
No, that's a sore loser move right there.
Just spreading the Rona.
Right, and Rona. And Cam Newton may not be playing great football, but at least he has no problems calling himself out. He was benched, and in an interview, he admitted a lot. He said, the first thing I had to say to myself coming home was, you keep playing games like that, bro, and it's going to be a permanent change. He also admitted that he's embarrassed. He knows his job is on the line. But I think he knows he needs to redeem himself. I think he will. And real quick before I go, former NFL quarterback Jeff Garcia, after the past game, he said some wild stuff. Check this out.
You go into this game, two touchdowns, four interceptions. You throw, what, three more interceptions? You get yanked in the second half. There's nothing good going your way. Why are you dressing like that to bring more attention to yourself?
Hold on a second.
Wait. Leave Cam alone.
Yes, leave him alone.
So his rationale is, if you play crappy, you should go and do a press conference like in sweatpants?
I guess, but I'm getting sick and tired of the Cam slander. So because of that, I'm going to announce whether the Patriots win or lose,
I will be doing the Cam fashion review every single Monday. Thank you, Jeff Garcia. Right? Game 6 of the World Series, Dodgers and Rays. The Dodgers could win it all tonight. First pitch is at 8:08, and that's your sports.
Well, your good news today. 6-year-old Carter in Maine lost his toy dog and needed help to find it. Well, Caitlin owns the Lavish Dog Day Spa. It's a dog grooming service, and learned about the missing Stuffy Puffy in a Facebook post. Well, the dog was last seen on a bench, and Caitlin happened to find it. And instead of just, you know, sending it back, she decided to pamper Stuffy Puppy with a spa day that included a bubble bath and a good combing. She then tied a blue bow around his neck and took pictures to send to Carter. The next day, he and his mom went to the spa to get Stuffy Puppy.
Yeah.
Puppy.
And I do the same thing with my daughter. She has this little lamb. She calls Mimi. It's her favorite. And whenever Mimi gets a spa day, the translation is Mimi gets tossed into the washing machine, then dryer.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game, every single day. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. That's guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. You can bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on one app that is safe, secure, easy to use. It is my favorite, FanDuel. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Ramiro. FanDuel.com/RAMIRO and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book. 21 plus and present in Mass. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.